desespero y no tengo valor para irme de ti. Tengo un amor que no es amor, que me hace daño. Mi corazón está en sus manos. Me desespero y no tengo valor para irme de ti. Una celda, una prisión que me condena y me ha encerrado en su dolor, que me ha dejado solo sin ver el sol. Y tengo un amor que no es amor, que me hace daño. Mi corazón está en sus manos.
La revista de la semana, China más allá de lo enigmático. Es curioso cómo los medios occidentales en general tratan y enfocan el tema de China, y en particular, en el caso que nos preocupa, las resoluciones del Congreso del Partido Comunista Chino, finalizado el fin de semana pasado. Es decir, hay todavía esa percepción de China como una sociedad un tanto enigmática, misteriosa, inaccesible, que hay que interpretarla con códigos muy especiales. Sin embargo, por otro lado, China está muy presente en el mercado de nuestros productos habituales. Basta con mirar cómo muchos de esos utensilios, aparatos domésticos, prendas de vestir y otros artículos de consumo llevan la etiqueta Made in China. Destacamos esto como una indicación de China y su presencia en la economía de mercado a nivel mundial. Así, China está muy presente en todas nuestras sociedades, pero por otro lado, sigue siendo objeto de una visión marcada por el misterio y también por interpretaciones que a veces son muy antojadizas. Es lo que ha ocurrido justamente en relación con el vigésimo Congreso del Partido Comunista. Gran parte de los análisis se centraron fundamentalmente, por ejemplo, en que si el ex presidente del partido, el ex jefe del partido, Hu Jintao, inesperadamente escoltado fuera de la reunión, supuestamente por problemas de salud, lo había sido porque Xi Jinping, el jefe del partido, lo había purgado, o si se trataba de un mensaje en clave a presuntos adversarios del jefe chino, cuyo mandato, por lo demás, fue renovado y reforzado en este congreso del partido. No se ha hablado mucho, por otro lado, de resoluciones del Congreso en las cuales, entre otras cosas, se plantea, comillas, enarbolar las banderas de la gran bandera del socialismo con peculiaridades chinas, adhiriéndose al marxismo-leninismo, al pensamiento de Mao Zedong, a la teoría de Deng Xiaoping, al importante pensamiento de la triple representatividad y a la concepción científica del desarrollo, e implementando integralmente el pensamiento de Xi Jinping sobre el socialismo con peculiaridades chinas. Cierre comillas. Quizás este lenguaje aparezca un poco desfasado de la realidad. China muestra una extraña dicotomía. Una sociedad capitalista, en términos de su economía, dirigida por el Partido Comunista, el que mantiene absoluto control del Estado y de todas sus estructuras de poder interior. Como se recordará, este vuelco hacia formas de producción capitalista se produjo en los años 80 a partir de la toma del mando por parte de la facción de Deng Xiaoping, quien acuñara eso de que no importa el color del gato en la medida que case ratones, queriendo decir que no importaba si se introducían formas de producción capitalista en la medida que ellas fueran eficaces para el desarrollo chino. Y no se puede negar que en todo este tiempo ha habido efectivamente un gran desarrollo económico e industrial en China, que ha colocado al país a nivel de una superpotencia económica. Cabe preguntarse entonces, ¿qué tipo de sociedad es China? Si uno lee las resoluciones del Congreso, encuentra todas esas referencias al marxismo-leninismo y a la construcción socialista que es difícil conciliar con las imágenes de las grandes ciudades chinas donde abunda la presencia de las transnacionales como McDonald's, Coca-Cola y un sinnúmero de otras. Es una cosa un tanto curiosa y contradictoria. Por otro lado, para muchos analistas esto sería coherente con el hecho que ya Marx había planteado que para llegar al socialismo primero había que pasar por la etapa del capitalismo, y China, al momento de la revolución, en realidad no tenía un desarrollo propiamente capitalista. Era fundamentalmente una sociedad agraria. Entonces el desarrollo del capitalismo sería el paso previo a la etapa siguiente, que debería llevar a la socialización de los medios de producción y, por cierto, a la riqueza creada por el capitalismo. El problema está en que para que ello ocurra tiene que haber también una fuerza revolucionaria. Y eso en estos momentos es difícil de visualizar, ya que el Partido Comunista es el que ha implementado esa nueva realidad de una China de rasgos capitalistas bajo su tutela. Fundamentalmente hay hoy una gran alianza entre aquellos que poseen la riqueza y el propio Partido Comunista, por lo que es muy difícil siquiera pensar que en el día de mañana este Partido Comunista vaya a dar vuelta a la situación y expropie a esos grandes empresarios, muchos de ellos miembros del partido. Una situación un tanto contradictoria, pero que, por otro lado, a nivel internacional hay que entenderla como una posibilidad de asegurar una cierta multipolaridad que evite que Estados Unidos se mantenga con un poder absoluto a nivel mundial. Desde ese punto de vista, China sigue siendo un importante contrapeso y tiene un valor, lo que ellos digan y lo que el Partido Comunista Chino se plantee, fundamentalmente en esta noción de hacer un socialismo y un marxismo a la manera china, aunque habría que descifrar qué significa exactamente eso en políticas concretas. The Weekly Review, China Beyond the Enigmatic. It is curious how the Western media in general deal with an approach the subject of China, and in particular, in the case that concerns us, the resolutions of the Congress of the Chinese Communist Party, which ended last weekend. There is still this perception of China as a somewhat enigmatic, mysterious, inaccessible society, which must be interpreted with very special codes.
However, on the other hand, China is very present in the market of our usual products. Look at how many of these utensils, household appliances, clothing, and other consumer items are labeled made in China. We highlight this as an indication of China's presence in the world market economy. Thus, China is very present in all our societies. Still, on the other hand, it remains subject of a vision marked by mystery and by interpretations that are sometimes very whimsical. This is precisely what happened in connection with the 20th Congress of the Communist Party. Much of the analysis focused, for example, on whether the former head of the party, Hu Jintao, unexpectedly escorted out of the meeting, allegedly due to health problems, had been because Xi Jinping, the head of the party, had purged him, or whether it was a coded message to alleged adversary of the Chinese leaders. Not much has been said, on the other hand, about the resolution of the Congress, in which, among other things, it is proposed to raise the flag of the great banner of socialism with Chinese peculiarities, adhering to Marxist-Leninism, Mao Zedong's thought, Deng Xiaoping's theory, the important thought of the triple representation and the scientific conception of development, and integrally implementing Xi Jinping's thought on socialism with Chinese peculiarities. This language may be out of step with reality. China shows a strange dichotomy, a capitalist society led by the Communist Party, which maintains absolute control of the state and all its internal power structures. As will be recalled, this shift toward capitalist forms of production took place in the 1980s after Deng Xiaoping's faction took over, who coined the saying that it doesn't matter what color the cat is as long as it catches mice, meaning that it did not matter if capitalist forms of production were introduced as long as they were effective for Chinese development. And it cannot be denied that in all this time there has indeed been great economic and industrial development in China, which has placed the country at the level of an economic superpower. So what kind of society is China currently? If one reads the resolution of the Congress, one finds all those references to Marxism, Leninism, and socialist construction that are difficult to reconcile with the images of large Chinese cities where the presence of multinational corporations abounds, such as McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and countless others. It is somewhat curious and contradictory. On the other hand, for some analysts, this should be consistent with the fact that Marx had already stated that in order to reach socialism, it was first necessary to go through the stage of capitalism, and China at the time of the revolution did not really have a properly capitalist development. It was fundamentally an agrarian society. Therefore, the development of capitalism would be the previous step to the next stage, which would lead to the socialization of the means of production and the wealth created by capitalism. The problem is that there must also be a revolutionary force for this to happen, and that, at the moment, is difficult to visualize, since the Communist Party is the one that has implemented this new reality of a China with capitalist features under its tutelage. Fundamentally, there is today a grand alliance between those who own the wealth and the Communist Party itself. So it is tough even to think that tomorrow this Communist Party will turn the situation around and expropriate those big businessmen, many of them members of the party. A somewhat contradictory situation. But on the other hand, at the international level, it must be understood as a possibility of ensuring a certain multipolarity that prevents the United States from maintaining absolute power at the world level. From this point of view, China continues to be an important counterweight, and what they say and what the Chinese Communist proposes Fundamentally, in this notion of making socialism and Marxism in the Chinese way, has value. However, it will be necessary to decipher what exactly that means in concrete terms of policies. Good day.
En estos tiempos por venir lo suyo es que Windows sea el logotipo del planeta, que la telepatía necesite un pin, que se fabriquen almas en una probeta y que descubran que Luzbel fue una drag queen. En estos tiempos por venir. En estos tiempos por venir lo suyo es que el superhombre sea un lobby para el hombre, que el inocente sea un fuera de la ley, que la cultura no recuerde ni su nombre y que en el fútbol no haya otro deporte rey. En estos tiempos por venir. Pero me vais a permitir que ante estas ciencias y ficciones de vacío, mercados y banderas, cosmética y horteras, jamás renuncie a mi incurable desvarío de besos y quimeras. Tiempos por venir lo suyo es que el Nasdaq sea un Veda para posbramanes, que en Socebi se puje por el capital, que las divisas sean Biblias y Corales y que la audiencia dicte la única moral. En estos tiempos por venir. En estos tiempos por venir lo suyo es que Frankenstein desfile por las pasarelas, que Judas venda en exclusiva su traición, que sea el don un auditor de corruptelas y que descubra Dios que el sucubo es su clon. En estos tiempos por venir. Pero me vais a permitir que ante estas ciencias y ficciones de vacío, mercados y banderas, cosmética y horteras, jamás renuncie a mi incurable desvarío de besos.
Más gorda que nunca hubiese visto. La mujer más gorda que hubiese mirado. Tenía un vestido de seda con aguas, collar de cuentas, abanico de plumas, manos delicadas. Uno le dijo, asquerosa montaña de grasa, riendo meneó el cuerpo, como diciendo sí. Jesús, claro que sí. Hacerlo contigo no debe ser cómodo. Eres gorda como tres. En cambio no, en cambio me dicen qué buen sitio que hay, más guapa que Marilyn o que Evelyn, no me acuerdo ya. Rió y movió la cabeza, farfulló palabras como diciendo sí. Y ves cómo marcha el mundo. Es así que marcha el mundo. Y mi alma no destila miel y dulzura. Happiness and truth, deseos naturales. Pero yo tengo una niña en los descansos que me acaricia los blancos cabellos. Y los años se vuelven dóciles con su toque. Me besen las mejillas crueles y sencillos juegos de ramas me teje con grandes pupilas de gata. Era abril. O quizás era mayo, cuando la volví a encontrar. Riendo moví la cabeza, dibujando un gesto, como diciendo sí. Y ves cómo marcha el mundo. Es así que marcha el mundo. Y mi alma no destila miel y dulzura. Happiness and truth, deseos naturales. Pero yo tengo una niña en los descansos que me acaricia los blancos cabellos. Y los años se vuelven dóciles con su toque. Me besen las mejillas crueles.
Estamos ahora en nuestra sección del Fichero Latino, correspondiente a hoy, 30 de octubre de 2022. En los anuncios de interés público tenemos la dosis de refuerzo de la vacuna contra el COVID-19. Están abiertas las inscripciones para vacunarse con la tercera vacuna de refuerzo o quinta dosis para aquellos adultos mayores de 18 años. Consultar y reservar en línea en el sitio web Click Santé en francés o en inglés. En los eventos, en el marco del Mes de la Herencia Latinoamericana, que termina justamente mañana, hay una serie de actividades. Consultar el programa en el sitio web o en Facebook. El Instituto Latinoamericano de la Transmisión de la Lengua y la Cultura, Legados, invita a toda la comunidad al Mercado Latino El Zocalito, evento para promover las artesanías latinoamericanas. Hoy, domingo 30 de octubre, de 10 a 18 horas en el 4520 calle Cartier, local 202. Esto es muy cerca de la avenida Mont-Royal. Esta es una actividad realizada también en el marco del Mes de la Herencia Latinoamericana. Y en publicaciones, las ediciones en francés e inglés del libro Presencia Chilena en la Belle Provence, Présence Chilienne dans la Belle Provence, Chilean Presence in la Belle Provence, se hallan a la venta en la librería de la Université de Montréal, 3200 Jean Brian, en la librería Bertrand, 430 Saint-Jean, Viejo Montreal, en el Internet, en la cadena Renaud-Bray,
en librería Argos, en el 1841A, St. Catherine Oeste, y en la librería Paragraph, 2220 McGill College Avenue. Precio $10 más impuesto. El tiempo para hoy, según Environment Canada, la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá, principalmente soleado con una temperatura máxima de 14 grados. Para esta noche nublado con una mínima de 7 grados. Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tienen alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, comuníquese con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica laplaza.info@gmail.com, o también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook. Vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook. Y Tiempo Latino es escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca. Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time. Y, bueno, siendo mañana el día de Halloween, le deseamos un feliz Halloween a todos nuestros oyentes. Happy Halloween to all our listeners.
Encantadora Trujillo, un abrazo a lo norte. Hidalga, ciudad norteña, con alma de juventud, en tu tierra liberteña se vive más el Perú. A tus caballeros y a su casta de primera, a tus lindas chinas cholas de majestad verdadera, para todos es el canto de mi corazón viajero.
Y esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa de International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next the International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
This is John Figliozzi of Clifton Park, New York. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everybody, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill. It is Sunday, October the 30th, 2022, as we come to the end of another month. You can reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group has one new member this week. We welcome Alex, who's out on the west coast of Canada, and that brings us to 855 members. And our YouTube channel is youtube.com/@IRR for International Radio Report. That's the new tag on the URLs that we're using now for the YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/@IRR, and you can hear the show there at your leisure and check previous shows there as well. And we have 716 subscribers currently on the YouTube channel. So we thank you all for joining us either on the air or catching us on one of those other methods here at CKUT. I mentioned we're coming up to the end of October, and the end of October, of course, means Halloween. And Halloween brings lots of interesting things radio-wise, so we thought we'd tell you about a few of those today.
Yep, so usually Halloween is, I would guess, one, if not the most active pirate time of the year. Tonight, October 30th, do try, and even through the day. And, of course, tomorrow, Halloween night, is going to be interesting to monitor. So usually they have all sorts of, you know, spooky sounds and mysterious music. It is interesting to monitor all of these stations. They're, of course, low power because they are pirates and usually don't have that much power. So, you know what? I think if you try, and particularly in the past months and even the past couple of years, it's been pretty active pirate-wise. I've actually been hearing some spooky sounds this week. Not very strong, but someone was playing spooky sounds on 7,000 kilohertz lower sideband. So that was kind of interesting. So where do you listen to pirates usually? Well, pirates are in specific bands in general. Of course, they can be all over the place. But where to monitor to get these pirates? Well, 6,800 to 7,000 kilohertz is one of the most popular bands for pirates. Often in upper sideband, sometimes in lower sideband. A few of them are in AM mode, but most are in sideband in general. And I've noticed that in the last few years, and it's been happening even this week, there was one of the pirates that I was listening to. Monitor the first 200 kilohertz above 3, 4, or 5 megahertz. So from 5,000 kilohertz to 5,200, for example, 4,000 to 4,200. There's a lot of pirates that when the activity isn't that great on the higher frequencies, they'll go down to those frequencies of 5 and 4 and even 3 megahertz. There was one this week that was WDOG. And it was on 4185 in AM mode. So the first 200 kilohertz of 3, 4, and 5 megahertz is often used by some pirates also.
Yeah, there is a pirate band for Europe as well, which is just above 6200. Now, it's not often that we pick those stations up, but you never know. It's worth checking them out.
Definitely.
There are also some of these pirate stations that activated Halloween. It's the only time all year that we hear them. Yeah. There's been a few over the past number of years who just creep up on Halloween. One I remember was called The Beast, who used to show up every Halloween. Radio Halloween itself was a station that was very popular over the years. So some of these may surface again. Sometimes it's not new programming. It's just somebody who's putting out old recordings of previous broadcasts of Halloween-related stations. So do check them out. And one of the best places to go to see what's happening in pretty much real time is the HF Underground website. It's hfunderground.com. And if you click on the shortwave tab in there, you'll see reports of people posting information pretty much in real time as to what they're hearing. And they'll give you quite a bit of detail as well. It's like a full reception report that they'll post up. Sometimes if you can't quite catch the ID or whatever, you might see somebody there that's posted it and has the ID that they were able to pick up. So you can check on your own radios at home in the shortwave bands, or again, all those SDRs that are out there if you want to go online and sort of parallel what is being heard in another area against what you're hearing at home. Those can be really helpful in paralleling signals to help you identify what you're listening to.
And do keep some decoding software, especially for slow scan television. A lot of pirates have been sending out pictures. And Halloween is one of those times when you'll get those spooky pictures. So you can decode the SSTV. There's a SSTV app for Android, for iOS, if you have a tablet or a phone. And, of course, for Windows, MMSSTV is also popular.
All right. Those are some good tips, and hopefully you'll have some success. And we hope it's going to be a busy pirate Halloween this year.
So we have WGN Chicago, 720 AM, that will be in its Halloween mood. They will have a six-hour Halloween special. This is via Radio Inc. WGN Radio will air WGN Radio Theater Spooktacular with Carl Amari on Monday from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Here are the shows that the station will feature. The six-hour special will feature classic Halloween shows, including My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball, The Whistler, Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, Suspense, starring Ronald Coleman, and more. Host Carl Amari has spent decades licensing and preserving original radio broadcasts and is a curator of the Classic Radio Club and board member of the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. Amari also hosts WGN Radio Theater, featuring two classic radio shows Sunday nights, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on WGN Radio. So this is going to be interesting to monitor. I think I'm going to give it a try. I can, here in Montreal, we have the Powerhouse 730 kilohertz traffic station, but usually you can null it out enough that WGN comes in.
Yeah, Chicago is on Central Time too, so they didn't specify there. They say 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. That will probably be Central Time.
Yeah, their local time.
So you might, depending on where you are, you'll have to shift, either, if you're in that time zone, great. If not, adjust yourself by an hour or so one way or the other.
Yep.
But I'm not sure I didn't check if that station might be streaming as well. So if you can't hear it and you want to check out some of those shows, you might be able to get it online as well.
Yep.
So it's WGN Chicago. It's a 50,000 watt clear channel station. So it does get out quite well. If you have a clear frequency on 720, you should be able to hear it in, a good part of North America for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we move on to St. Louis, and this is, as they call it, a horrifying ordeal for an on-air personality. KMOX host goes through horrifying ordeal on the air. This comes from Radio Inc. KMOX, which is in St. Louis, Debbie Monterey was on the air Monday when a school shooting took place at her 17-year-old daughter's school. The shooter injured 6 people and killed 2. Montgomery reported on the incident as her daughter texted her from the school. Her child was unharmed in the shooting. On the KMOX website, it reads, "My kids text me a lot while I'm on the air, so I'm used to my phone blowing up a lot while I'm doing radio. They do text a lot. So I looked down at my phone, and my daughter had texted me all in capitals. Oh, my God, there's an intruder in the building. My first thought, I mean, you've known me for years. I don't panic easily. I'm pretty, you know, all right. Let's, you know, I'm sure there's a logical explanation. Let's not get worked up." But then another text came in saying it wasn't a drill. Monterey asked her daughter if she was okay, if she was scared, what was going on. Kaylee, her daughter, said she heard banging, but wasn't sure if it was gunshots, then heard yelling, and that the SWAT team was coming. The station reports Monterey stating that another text came in saying it wasn't a drill. "I'm thinking, oh my God, we're live on the air. I'm running the control board, you know," she said. So for listeners who don't know what our studio looks like, I'm literally running the Starship Enterprise live on the air in studio guests that we're interviewing while my daughter is texting this to me. And I'm trying to maintain my composure, and I'm scared for her. Eventually, Monterey's daughter texted that she and her classmates had gotten out safely. And as soon as we went to a commercial, I just started crying because I was like, okay, she's alive, she's safe. But then I did another 15 or 20 minutes on the air, trying to be a professional broadcaster, knowing that my daughter, I sadly have to say, I've reported on dozens and dozens and dozens of school shootings. But this was my daughter's school, and it was quite surreal. So that's pretty hair-raising.
Definitely.
Trying to keep your composure and be professional when something like that is happening live while you are live on the radio. Difficult situation for sure. Definitely. Anyways, it seems that everything, at least for her daughter, worked out. Not so well for a few people who were actually killed in this school shooting. Something else we're hearing much too much of these days.
Yeah. And as she's saying, you know, it's already horrifying to hear about any school shootings. But, you know, when you end up that the ones that's happening now is the school where your daughter's going, it's like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So what do we have next? I think this is the week of shocking things happening on the radio. This one comes from the Irish Mirror via Radio World. Radio DJ Tim Goff, 55, dies live on air. A radio DJ died while presenting his breakfast show, his station has said. Tim Goff, 55, was an hour into his broadcast when the music stopped halfway through a song. The music resumed a few minutes later, but the presenter did not return to his show. Broadcaster Gen X Radio Suffolk later confirmed Tim sadly died this morning, October the 24th. A spokesperson said, "It is with the heaviest of hearts that I have to inform you our dear friend and breakfast host Tim Goff passed away this morning whilst presenting his program. Our love to his family, son, sister, brother, and mom. Tim was doing what he loved. He was just 55 years old." Broadcaster Steph Miskin was one of the first to pay tribute, tweeting, "Tim had so much love for his friends and family. You couldn't meet a nicer man than Tim, a beautiful soul who we will miss so very much." One fan wrote, "Tim was one of the kindest people I know, a real privilege to have called him a good friend over 20 years. Thoughts with Isaac and family gone way too soon." Another paying tribute on social media tweeted, "My deepest sympathies to Tim's family and friends. It's a long time since we worked together, but I'll always hold dear our constant banter in the days of Orwell and Saxon. I'm so sad to hear of his sudden death. R.I.P. Tim." Well, I've never heard of that happening before.
No.
Not during a live broadcast. That's pretty shocking.
Maybe we can say that he died doing something he loved.
Yeah, I guess. But, wow, only 55. They don't say exactly what it was. You would tend to think probably something like a heart attack or what have you, I guess. But, pretty shocking news, that's for sure.
Yeah, pretty sad. So what's happening with our son? Well, the sun this week was rather quiet most of the time. We had a few sunspots here and there, and conditions were pretty good most of the time. And I actually did a few ham radio contacts, and you could see that the bands were open. One of the interesting aspects of this time of year that I haven't seen in a long time also is the fact that solar activity is higher this year as we're going into fall and winter than it was last year and the past few years. And it shows there's a lot of frequencies that close early in the last few years that are staying open much later in darkness. One of them, 20 meters, is pretty surprising, well into darkness, many hours after the sunset. So this is really interesting because we see that the higher solar activity helps the conditions. There's a couple of sunspots that are possibly a problem in the next few days. 3133 and 3131 are actually crackling with C-class solar flares. So I think this is going to be a group to watch just in case that maybe it's going to make even more powerful flares in the next few days. There's a coronal hole that might also give us today and tomorrow on Halloween Day some solar wind that will reach the Earth and, of course, do some effect with the geomagnetic field. So unsettled conditions could, you know, impact the shortwave radio bands. The sunspot number is 72. Solar flux, 130. And like I said, conditions in general are really good. One note that I'd like to say to some of you out there, stop looking at the online reports of band conditions. And you know what? Turn on your radio and listen. It's much better to know what the conditions are for real.
Yeah, it's kind of like weather reporting, I think. You know, your best thing is to look out the window. Same thing with radio. The propagation reports aren't always totally accurate. And we should mention, last week on the show, we talked about the worldwide CQ contest.
Yep.
Well, that's going on until the end of today, UTC. So a good way to check out the bands, see what stations are coming in. You've already had some great contacts of stations sort of getting ready for the contest. So there'll be a lot of activity throughout the day today for you to tune around and see what interesting ham stations you can pick up. Yep. Or if you're a ham, you may be participating in the contest yourself.
Yep, still have quite a few hours to go before the contest ends, and lots of exotic islands and stations out there to monitor.
I'm Brian Penny of Brewster, Massachusetts. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
So radio silence grows in Venezuela as government shutters dozens of stations. This is by Reuters News by Vivian Sequeira. So from Caracas in July, officials from Venezuela's telecommunications regulator entered the Moda 105.1 FM radio station in the northwestern state of Cojedes, accompanied by members of the National Guard, demanding to see all of the station's licensing. Hours later, they stopped broadcasting, making Moda one of at least 50 stations in Venezuela's interior which have been closed so far this year by the Conatel regulator because it says they lack valid licenses. The accelerated closures are a new step in efforts by the government of President Nicolas Maduro to control information and give state media control over what communications, journalist guilds, and non-governmental organizations say, continuing a policy begun under his predecessor, Hugo Chavez. They started to demand documents, and that same day they closed the station. They even went to the hill where the transmitter is and took it away, former Morda journalist Alexander Oliveira, 43, told Reuters. Neither Conatel nor the Ministry of Communications and Information responded to requests for comment. It seems they want to centralize what we are informed about. I don't participate in politics. I don't like it, but this is an abuse. More than 15 stations have been closed during October alone, nearly double the 9 shuttered in all of last year, says Carlos Correa, director of the free speech NGO Espacio Público. Big daily newspapers like El Nacional and El Universal, among others, cannot print due to a lack of imported paper or have been bought up by government allies. Television stations also largely towed the government line. Of the 930 media organizations still operating, some 70% are radio stations, according to Espacio Público. Radio is cheap to transmit and does not require internet in a country which suffers regular electricity blackouts. Just 74 radio stations now transmit information and news, with the others focus on music and variety programs. Pedro Marquez, 41, moved to Wisconsin after his station in the western state of Zulia, Selecta 102.7, stopped broadcasting in February 2020. Conatel closed the station soon after it broadcast an interview with two opposition leaders, Marquez said, adding that ruling party supporters broke the station's windows. The reason Conatel gave for the closure was misuse of the frequency, he said. So I guess it's getting harder and harder all the time to give out anything that is, you know, non-governmental news. It's like, and the best way to do it is to, of course, fake all sorts of license problems and, you know, not following the rules. And, well, that's an easy way to stop people from talking against the government, I guess.
You know, it shows one of these that Venezuela is one of the countries that we talked about so much that, you know, we take for granted internet access and electricity even. They're saying, you know, parts of Venezuela where electricity is not an everyday occurrence. So certainly you're not going to have internet. You're not going to have all the luxuries that some parts of the world have. And that's what so many broadcasters, particularly some of the shortwave broadcasters, seem to have forgotten, you know, by closing down conventional analog broadcasting stations. There's just going to be a whole lot of people scrambling to try to get information. And I'll add on top of that, you know, when something like this happens where stations are being shut down because certain people don't want other people to hear what the stations are saying, it just creates a void out there for so many people with lack of information. And as you said, radio's one way, probably the least expensive way of getting that information out to people quickly. So, you know, you can see the importance of it when countries go to this extreme to shut those stations down.
Venezuela was all over the bands, not just amateur radio. There was a lot of hams from Venezuela in the past. There was a lot of shortwave stations from Venezuela that were all across the tropical bands. And I mean, what a change where you see today that that country is struggling so much. And once again, struggling also to get the correct information across using radio. And, you know, when you don't have power, well, battery operated radios are the best way to get the news and the information you need.
There are so many simple, fairly inexpensive radios out there now, solar powered radios, wind up radios, you know, couple pen light batteries and away you go.
Yep.
But if you turn it on and there's suddenly no stations to listen to, then that's another big problem. So we hope things improve down in Venezuela.
The new schedule season for shortwave broadcasts starting today.
Yeah, and that means mass confusion mostly at this time of the year. Twice a year this happens, and as you said, it's coming up starting today.
If you try to find your favorite station, well, the schedules aren't right, so it's going to take a few days to a couple of weeks to get the hang of it, basically, because these stations have, a lot of them have moved to their winter frequencies for the Northern Hemisphere. So you might need to actually find them. And some of them also actually have another problem because we have our time change next week here. And some stations, even though they're using universal time, some stations even follow their local time shift to make things even more complex. Usually we wait for the schedules to be up to date. One of the places you can check out, although it's not as clear as a lot of the schedules, hfcc.org, They have a complete list of registered stations. Not all of them are in there because there are countries that don't register frequencies, like Cuba, for example. So hfcc.org is the place where you can see the B22 schedules. And that is the brand new schedules that will be there for the next 6 months until the end of March 2023. It's also a time where sometimes there are some cool changes. Stations we don't hear often might choose a good frequency for us during the winter or the summer. So when there are scheduled changes, I always take a peek at, okay, what station could be interesting to monitor this winter? And of course, they have to adjust, they have to change because of the changing seasons. The seasons, the shorter days in the Northern Hemisphere, for example, you change your frequencies to have better propagation to the target areas that you actually want to broadcast to. So hang in there, also with the time change next week, which will also make you wonder what UTC time it is for a little while. Because that time change, you know, UTC never changes. If you have UTC clock, you're okay. You're prepared for that because UTC is always the same. The difference is the UTC versus your local time that shifts by 1 hour. So sometimes I've been listening for, 40 years. I will probably mess up a couple of posts or a couple of information I'm going to post and say, oh, I heard this at 02 UTC and then realize, oh, no, it's not 02 UTC.
Yeah, it's confusing, all right. For us here on the program, we're at 10:30 Eastern time. We stay at 10:30 Eastern time, but it will become Eastern Standard Time as of next weekend.
Yep.
So that will mean that our show, if you're going by UTC, will be at 15:30 UTC rather than 14:30 UTC. So just adjust yourself accordingly for that. We generally have a bit of a problem at CKUT with the computers and what have you. So if you have problems, if you tune in and the show's not where you expect it to be next week, probably the best thing to do is go to our YouTube channel and get the show there if you can't find it on the archives or live on the air on CKUT. Or if you yourself got the time mixed up, you have those options available to you to catch the show. So just hang in there. You'll find us, I'm sure, eventually. We will have those other options available for the show for you on the YouTube channel. So that might be your best bet for at least a week until things get back to normal a little bit. In the meantime, we have a couple ham contests that will be coming up next weekend. They're both CW contests. And the first one is the ARRL's sweepstakes contest. It's Morse code 2100 Zulu, November 5th to 0300 Zulu, November the 7th. It's organized by the American Radio Relay League. And the objective is to support amateur self-training in radio communications, including improving amateur operating skills, conducting technical investigations, and intercommunicating with other amateurs. Stations in the U.S. and Canada, including territories and possessions, exchange information with as many other U.S. and Canadian stations as possible. The bands are 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. And as I said, it is a CW event.
And we do have a high-speed club CW contest from 1400 Zulu to 1700 Zulu, November 6th. This is organized by the Radio Telegraphy High-Speed Radio Club, Germany. Bands 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and 28 megahertz. CW only. And some of them are real fast.
Yeah, this is a club that specializes in transmitting Morse code at very, very high speed. So if you're just learning, might be a challenge for you. But you'll hear some of the old pros out there who are really quick on the key, and they'll be transmitting and communicating back and forth at very high speed. So you can check that out if you like.
So we are out of time.
Yep. We hope you have a good week. Do check out the Pirates. Let us know anything interesting that you're hearing. Look at our Facebook group. Some people will be posting up items there, I'm sure. International Radio Report on Facebook. And we'll try to get you caught up on things next week. Maybe we'll be able to sort a few things out by then. All right, so have a great week. We'll talk to you again next Sunday on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Esta es Ecos del Torbes, su emisora predilecta. Estaciones YVOC, 4980 kHz, banda de 60 metros. YVOD, 780 kHz, banda local. YVSC, 9600.
God, I hate you to help me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love won't tumble me down. You leave me breathless. Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me breathless. Ooh, baby. Ooh, crazy. You're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right to hold me tight. We need you to love me right. Oh, come on, baby, now don't be shy. This love was meant for